Notice I waited 2 months before I've done this. It's still very fresh on my mind, and I want to thank everyone here for supporting me, not only with the funds to get over there and to live there for the 2 weeks that I was there, but for praying for good health while I was there. And I had perfect health while I was there. It was beautiful, and I do thank you. I know it was through prayers. I can't say much for the last two and a half weeks as far as the health in the back and everything goes. I think it's making up for time. It's probably called all these fronts and hurricanes and everything that have come through. My body reacts to all of it, and it just says, But thank you. And in the sixth grade, I and another girl, her name was Donita Mullinax, she sat right behind me in class, and we had all these conversations about how we were going to be missionaries when we grew up. And well, you know, it was almost like a competition. Well, we ended up both of us as school teachers, I think. So but I have become a missionary in my old age, and I am the one that has received most of the blessings. Anytime you go anywhere with Tom Burleson, all 7'2" of him, you're going to get stared at, and you're going to get these comments going and everything. And Tom and I, there's only like 21 days between us as far as age. And so when we're going through all this and they start making these comments, he starts muttering under his breath, yeah, 7'2", and I did. He's gone through it so much. So it's a very interesting thing. So that's what it was like going through the airports, coming there and back. We got to stay in a new place this year. It was called Hope's Inn. It had just really been finished for a small time. It was built by Stan Smith, very simple American name. He's the one that also had built the manufacturing building for Peanut Butter and Jesus, which is what they are making for the children that are not getting any protein or nourishment at all. And so he built that, and then he decided he would build a new orphanage for the kids that were, and he built it right next door. And so while we were at Hope's Inn, every once in a while, the 2-year-old Patrick would wander in just to say hi to everybody. Patrick liked to climb also, so we got to, you know, spend some time with the orphans also, and they were full of themselves and were really a blessing to get to talk. And the orphanage had a huge garden over across from Hope's Inn that we got to look at and see all the beautiful things growing. And one afternoon, I got to sit there and watch these two vervet monkeys come in and steal corn. And they would steal corn. I watched one reach all the way up to the top of the, I mean, just stretched out and got the stalk, bent it down, took the corn out, went up on the wall and ate it. But then he proceeded to do that about 5 more times. So it was kind of interesting. I went, oh, they're stealing their corn. The main reason I went over there, though, was to visit and to work with Ebenezer School. And I've talked to you about Ebenezer School many, many times. And that's why I'm not up here showing pictures, because I've shown you pictures before, and they would have been very similar. The only thing that's very different about Ebenezer is that it has grown so very, very much. And even after, I mean, there was one building the first year I went, and now it has built into, I think there's like 5 buildings and a chapel, and they're working on another building right now. They're in construction. They started after I left, and they're building. They've got about 4 or 5 staff buildings, and they're building another staff building, and this is to get the teachers, you know, there. And so things are going very well in that department. I got to work with the students. I got to work with the staff. I had told the staff at devotions each morning that whatever they needed me to do, I was there, and that's why I was there, to come and get me. And so they took a few of them took me up on it, and I got to do some reading groups and work with the kids. And oh, they're very, very smart. And they were just so much fun. I do ask for prayers for Chrissy Mbewe, who is the principal there. She's had a rough year, and she's a worrier, and she's one of my best friends. I met her about 5-6 years ago, and we email each other at least once a week, and so we stay on there. If I don't hear from her in a week, I'm going, is everything okay? Are you all right? You know, and then she'll answer me back. But she is a very busy lady. But she's been having some strife among the faculty, and they've turned her into the Senate. And of course, the Senate hadn't paid much attention to it because they renewed her contract anyway. But she came to find out that there's just one person who was stirring the pot. You know, that one bad apple that gets in there. And so I've been praying quite a lot for her, and I ask that you do the same thing for Ebenezer School. The big thing is they still need sponsors for students because the students are coming in. They now have almost 400 students in that school, and that is for a little private school that in the middle of Malawi. That's really a great thing to say. And it's $300 a year to sponsor one. And if any of you are interested, I can get your money directed in the right place. Chrissy and I also, with our sons, we've done lots of comparisons. Her son is 24. Mine's 30, almost 33 now. And we kind of compared, they're very much alike in demeanor. And as she wrote me one day, she says, they always want something for nothing. And she goes, it's so sad. And I thought, yes. And Chrissy is native Malawian, and she's just a sweetheart. And it makes it so much closer when you realize that they're just like us. They have the same problems that we have, and that is wonderful. This year, I was walking to school, and there was a guy coming down the road on his bicycle, and he came to an abrupt stop right in front of me. He says, don't I know you? And I went, probably. And come to find out, he explained, and yes, he did know. He had met me one of the years before and recognized me, and he stopped immediately to say hello. That's how friendly they are down there. They're so great. I just wanted to kind of give you an idea of what I did, and I'm not going to take up any more of your time, but thank you. It was a great time. We're already planning next year.
Monkey story reminded me of a story. They're smart little guys, aren't they? I don't. Yeah. In Busch Gardens in Florida, they have an area with a bunch of monkeys in cages that you can just walk around. And there's a little sign on the cage, and it says, we steal hats and sunglasses. And I was there as a teenager with a good friend of mine. And we were looking there at the monkeys, and my friend David, he says, there's no way they can steal your hats and your sunglasses, because the squares of the cage were only like about maybe an inch or 2 inches square. And he said, you can't get this hat, baseball cap, through that square. He said, those monkeys, they can't steal, and they certainly can't get sunglasses through there. So I said, well, I don't know, David. Sign says they steal them. He says, no, they can't steal them. He said, watch this. And he got his head real close to the cage with his baseball cap on. He says, Jay, go ahead and take my hat, you stupid monkey. Go ahead, take it. And the monkey just kind of came up to him real close and reached his hand through the cage and grabbed him by the bill of the cap, and he was trying to pull it through. Of course, it wouldn't go through the thing there. And David's talking to him while the monkey's grabbing his hat. He said, "See, you stupid monkey, you won't go through there." You kept calling him a stupid monkey. About that time, the monkey took his arm and knocked his hat off his head up in the air. And before the hat hit the ground, the monkey was at the bottom of the cage, and he slid the cap underneath the cage, climbed back up on his perch right in front of David's eyes, and started chewing his hat up right in front of him and just ripped his hat to shreds. Oh, I'll never forget that. They're smart little guys. So pay attention to what signs say. There's a reason for them.